Hello, everybody. Matt Mentley here with the Wisconsin Sports Show. It is the 420 edition, dudes. Wow, 420, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It is the Wisconsin Sports Show. All of your takes of pro sports teams in Wisconsin in 20 minutes or less, or your Wisconsin State Journal is free, the record of the people in Madison, Wisconsin. It does still exist. I looked it up, and journalism holding on by its thread at the best. So let's, you know what? It's 420. We're kind of in a little bit of a dead zone here, folks. Let's be honest. The draft is next week. And the NFL draft. The Bucks are going to beat the Bulls. Okay? It's fine. Game one was tough. Hey, people come out fired in game one. All right? We'll check in. We'll check in on them next week. And it's game freaking, you know, 14 of the Brewers. Though I did like Yelich's grand salami. So they are getting hits. They are getting some fucking runs this week. So good for them. But it's too early to talk about them. Let's do something fun. I've been enjoying every, I don't know, 10 or 12 of these to just rank. And I will not go over the 20 men for this one. The ranking of the Packers was intense. It had to be over 20. But I like to check in, and I think it's been a while since I've checked in anyways. But let's talk about fan faves. The Wisconsin sports this moment, and for the last 3-4 years, every single team has been good. And in the history of all of these eras of Wisconsin sports, this is the first time. Now, the Packers go back way before the Bucks, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, think about it. 1970s. Oh, the Bucks are winning championships. Kareem's there. What's going on with the Packers? They're bullshit coming off of... coming off of the 1960s where they dominate. 70s, they're bullshit. Oh, 80s, Brewers, World Series contenders, Molitor, Yount, actually good. Oh, nope, it's still bullshit Green Bay Packers time. Bullshit. And all the while, Bucks being like actually sneaky good and then like sneaky mediocre. Always in the playoffs, always a second round out. I mean, if you really want to go down a rabbit hole, check the playoffs for the Milwaukee Bucks. Actually, pretty good. Beat a Boston team early in 83. I mean, they were good. They were solid. But 1990s roll around. Of course, the Green Bay Packers, Brett Favre, now is good. The Bucks kind of make a run at the end with the big dog and shit. But the Brewers are just fucking terrible in the 90s. It's amazing I still watch this team from my formative years, just watching them be absolute dog shit. 2000s, Bucks are back to mediocre. The Packers have been competitive this whole time, but again, the Brewers have popped here. And I'm not talking about, oh, 1 year the Packers in 84 make the playoffs. I'm talking about like having a consistent good team for like 4 or 5 years. Like, you could say that about the Brewers right now. Playoffs? Four or five years now? Bucks are going to be top seed for a while. Packers are another story. But I want to check in deeper, because Wisconsin is so fucking rocking right now. It is like, great, let's check in. Who are our personalities? Who are our favorites right now? Who makes sports worth watching? Because I love sports, obviously. I watch it all the time. I have a podcast about it. And it's just there's certain guys, Barkley, for instance, there's just certain personalities, certain guys that you want to see that spice it up. The Green Bay Packers have a long lineage of this, right? Robert Brooks, Leroy Butler, Clay Matthews, personalities, right? So who are our favorites right now? I'm not going to go in reverse order. I'm going to name it for the person who is so clearly number one in Wisconsin. Oh, sorry. One. I always make rules for these if people don't care or get confused. So this is the rule of my fan favorite list. If a player within the last 3-4 years has won an MVP, they're not part of this list. Of course an MVP is important. They're going to be a fan favorite. Like, I'm talking about the guys who contribute, and also we freaking love them. Like, an MVP, we have to, they're the face of the team usually. It's not really fair. It's not really fun. Like, who are the guys who are not the MVPs who are? So off of this list is Rodgers. Of course, I would not. I don't think he's a fan favorite right now. So he might not be on here anyways. Giannis is off. And of course, dude, he's a fan favorite. He's number one. It's a boring list with him on it because he's the best. Yelich. MVP and Burns, because he won the Cy Young, that's same as MVP. Okay, so let's go through each team. Okay, so here's who the award is named after, this person until further notice, and it is the Bobby Portis Award. Okay, we can't get enough of Portis. He is our fifth, sixth best person on the team. So he's not even like one of the stars, one of the top dogs. And he has, I would argue, more jerseys in the crowd. Second to Giannis only. Bobby Portis has been embraced by this fan base. When he is on the court, I love it. When he has press, I want to know what he has to say. He's emotional. He's our number one. He's our top dog right now. Bobby Portis, congratulations. So it's the Bobby Portis Award because my other rule is like, you also have to contribute, okay? You have to be a fan favorite and contribute at the same time. I think that's important. So Bobby Portis for the Bucks. Honestly, I mean, it's pretty obvious since they just won a ring, but probably all four Bucks are more popular than the next person. The next four Bucks, Lopez, Middleton, Holiday, that would be the list. I mean, again, they just won the championship, so they should be. But let's go by sport and check in with my beloved Milwaukee Brewers. So Alec Burns out. I can't put Kane in here. I mean, he's not producing. And so if that's one of my rules, I cannot put in I think he's batting 100 right now. .1. It's early. But that's a sentimental older veteran vibe. He's not a fan favorite. He's a fan favorite in the, oh, yes, we remember him. It's not, he's not leading off. I mean, they're plateauing him. So, no to Kane. I really want a hitter in here. But there just is none. Kirsten Hira, great home run last night. Not enough, though. Not enough. Adamas has been hitting well. Good defense. Ugh. Or he hasn't. Actually, has not been hitting well this season. Had a good last season. I want a hitter out here, but there are none. I mean, outside of Yelich, it's like, who is like, yeah, this guy's up and this is going to be awesome. I just, and who's good? The lineup is too weak. We're too early maybe for me to be getting excited about anybody as well. We should check in on this. Maybe that's the thing. It's too early. It's 2 weeks in. My mind is still like in last season Brewers. It's tough after 12 games, but they've been hitting well and getting some runs. So I want to put somebody on here, but it's Josh Hader. It is exciting to have him in there. He is obviously very important to the team. I wanted to put a hitter in here and I could not. So it's also the pitchers. You know what? Too early in the year, but for right now, I'll put the placeholder of Hader, but I'm wanting to put a hitter on here as well. So that's enough of the Brewers. It's too early. So let's go to the Packers. Now, so Aaron Rodgers, let's forget about him. Wow, what a world that would be. I feel relaxed already, and I just want to sit in this moment for a second. I really looked this over again. You know what? 5-10 minutes ago, whatever the fuck it was, I rattled off all of our Green Bay Packers personalities. Nitschke, Bart Starr, Leroy Butler jumps in the stands. Robert Brooks writes a song about jumping in the stands. Who's releasing music on the Packers right now? Guys, come on. I know Aaron Rodgers sings. I know. We're not bringing him up. We're not talking about him. Oh, God. I don't know. See, I have my rule about they also have to contribute to the team. Bobby Portis is very important to, that team in the locker room and on the court. And so I'm not picking. It's like, there's the third string quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. I wrote down his name, Kurt Renbert. My handwriting's so sloppy, I didn't even fucking know. So he's Twitter famous. But guess what? I have the rule you have to contribute. And also, Twitter famous is not famous. Yes, it's millions of people, but it's its own niche thing. Most of the people on Earth really don't care about it. So is he a fan favorite? Because he's like Twitter famous and he fucking just whatever. I tend to avoid people and things like that. So, I guess one could argue he's a fan favorite, but I would argue no, because he's actually not contributing anything and he's just on Twitter. Rasul. There is no Dana, only Rasul is great. A great story. He got a bunch of interceptions this year. That was very exciting. They signed him. The story's nice. Is he innovating a Green Bay Packers touchdown celebration for the next 15 years? No. Come on, guys. Everyone's doing the same thing. They're like getting an interception and they all go down and they all get the picture. Like everybody's trying too hard now. Maybe that's the problem. Like jumping in the stands was so crazy because it was like 96. And people were like, whoa. And now everybody's trying to do a jump in the stands moment. I guess I'm just saying there's no personality. I hate to say that because everybody's fine, but no one that stands out to me. Right? I mean, Alexander is one of our best defensive players. Didn't play all year. Kind of hard to be a fan favorite when we don't see him on the field. I mean, because that's the thing. Clay Matthews is a great example. Right? He was very good. And we just, I guess Smith still, but again, injury problems. I don't know. I don't, I don't see it. I don't see anybody being necessarily a standout Bobby Portis level fan favorite on the Green Bay Packers. I would say A.J. Dillon, but am I if you go on his Instagram, I'm kind of contradicting what I said before, so I don't know. But he loves Door County. I've talked about this on the podcast. I was up there for my brother's bachelor party. Very fun. Went to Washington Island. And to me, that's a very fan favorite-y thing, though, right? Like, he likes an area of the city so much, and he's there so much. But I just kind of ripped on Kevin Burkhardt, or whatever his name was, before, for being, like, Twitter famous. But you know what? No. 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 Fuck that. I was not. This is localized. Like, he's posting something religious-y or something like that that gets 1,000 tweets. Fucking A.J. Dillon is in fucking Door County fishing. Going to the bars, going to the bar where they make their own bitters, dude. Wine. Riding his bike through Door County. So congratulations, and also A.J. Dillon, if they're not going to have a wide receiver, the running backs will be very important next year. And I felt he was very important to the offense this year, as I would say, very Bobby Portis-esque. And so, yes, there you go. Bam. I'm giving it to A.J. Dillon. So Dillon, hater, but I'll update that kind of as we go along. And maybe a hitter will emerge that is exciting and doesn't strike out every fucking time. So there you go. Those are the top sports of our top teams on the top level right now. Now, I thought maybe if I had a minute or two, which I do have a minute or two. So out of the four that I cut because they won MVPs and therefore are kind of just too famous. They're on the famous level. They're like, they're not a fan favorite. Somebody in Georgia knows who, and who's a baseball fan, of course, knows who Christian Yelich is because he won the MVP. They would know. You maybe wouldn't know Bobby Portis if you were a casual fan. It was on the Bucks, so. But now let's do a fun 1 minute thing. Let's rank these four. If I were to rank how famous, because it might not even really be that much of a debate if I look at it, which it's not. Because listen, it's the guy who just won the ring. Yes, one of these gentlemen won the ring a decade plus ago. But it's crazy because I never thought anyone could eclipse a Green Bay Packer. And even with how important football is in the state, blah, 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 I guarantee you folks, with the younger generation, Giannis is going to have a very healthy legacy in the state of Wisconsin for decades and decades to come. He won the championship. He's the fan. He's the favorite of us all right now over Aaron Rodgers. All this drama with Rodgers isn't helping. Again, this is a fluid list. You know, it's not. It's how we're feeling right now. It's how us fans are feeling right now. And obviously, Rodgers is last. So I don't even come on. We don't need to do all that stuff. So, yeah, like, I mean, hitting is better. Hitting's better than pitching. Let's face it. It's more fun. So it's Yelich 2. Yeah, I would say Yelich is number 2 right now. And then 3 is Burns on this list. Shout out Burns, though, to Buying a bar, a round of drinks on opening day. That was great. Good on you. So that's it, folks. So next week we'll have more. It's going to be Bucks playoff talk. It's going to be Brewers talk and NFL talk. Will the Packers land Deebo Samuel? Oh, maybe. Happy 420 and enjoy those games.